Google announced a redesign of Google Plus yesterday. The new design is simpler and faster and emphasizes communities and collections. If you're not a Google Plus nerd, you should know that communities are topics-based streams that users can join and then they can post to as members. Collections are topic-based posts by individual users. So I can go to the Kevin Toefel collection around cat photos. and if I don't want to see his technology reporting, which I'd have to be insane to not get, but if I just want the cat photos, I can just get Kevin Toefel when he writes about cats and not the other stuff. That's what that's for. Now, Google Plus activity numbers are really hard to come by, but Google executives told TechCrunch that there are currently around 1.2 million joins of communities every day on Google Plus, and that collections are getting even more followers than that. And the mobile versions of the new Google Plus will be rolled out in the coming days, and the desktop browser version is opt-in for now. You'll be given the option to use the desktop version when you log out and then log back in. That's how you get it today. And then when you come back later, you're back to the old version. So you have to log out again and log in again to get the new version. At some point, I'm sure they just make it all the new version. And I'm really looking forward to the app, because the mobile app is where this is really going to be different, really going to be interesting. Kevin Toefel, what's your opinion about the redesign so far?
Well, the funny thing is, I actually was taking cat photos when this went live, so I was offline for a few hours. And when I came back, everybody on Google Plus was talking about what else? Google Plus and the redesign. So I have not used this extensively yet. I did get into the early look at it, so I've seen it. I like how it looks. What amazes me more, Mike, is I saw a blog post, and I can't find it right now, so I don't have the exact numbers. It's amazing to me what the engineering team at Google has done to really cut down on the number of calls that the app actually makes to external websites and pages, the amount of download time and throughput and data that it downloads now is like minuscule compared to what it was. So it's definitely going to be fantastic on mobile. It should be much faster because it uses far less resources.
And that's great news because, of course, Facebook is, in my experience, Facebook is by far the fastest social network. They're faster than Twitter. They're faster than everything. I go to Facebook.com in a Chrome browser and it loads like that. Google Plus on Chrome browser is way, way slower. So I'm hoping that, the mobile experience, I think, is okay on Google Plus. On desktop in a browser, especially a Chrome browser, it's very, very slow. So I'm hoping that they'll really fix that whole problem. My perception of this so far, and I haven't really written about it extensively, I haven't really studied it extensively, is that Google Plus was launched to be the future of everything. I mean, they used to say, Google Plus executives in the old days used to say, oh, this isn't the next Facebook. This is the next Google. We want you to do all the Google stuff via Google Plus. That was the Vic and Dotra mission. And they sort of abandoned that a year or two ago. I'm not sure when at this point. And they've been at this point. Well, this redesign, I think, reflects Google's desire to say, okay, look, there are certain things about Google Plus that nobody wants to go to Google Plus to use it as a news-like news feed, like on Twitter. Nobody goes to Google Plus because all their old high school friends and colleagues and friends and Facebook owns that market. They decided that the photo stuff should be pulled out. They decided that the communication stuff like Hangout should be pulled out. And where Google Plus really shines is in this people sharing their nerdy enthusiasms. So if you're into macrame or you're into, underwater basket weaving, or if you're into whatever it is, whatever obscure passion you have, you'll find a community of other people who are super passionate about the same thing where you can have a great conversation. So I think really Google Plus has become a sort of graphical version of Reddit to a certain extent. And both Reddit and Google Plus, by the way, are very light on advertising. Google Plus, of course, has no ads. And so I think that's really where it shines, and I'm happy to see it. That's the main thing I always got out of Google Plus myself, was just to go and have great conversations with other people who are super smart and really know what they're talking about in these various little interest areas. I have a whole bunch of bakers in there. We talk about bread and stuff like that. A lot of tech stuff, a lot of tech nerdy stuff. If you're into Legos or any sort of nerd enthusiasm, you're going to find great communities, many great communities on Google Plus. And I know you're a fan too, Kevin. Mm-hmm. What do you think of every time there's any Google Plus news, there's all this knee-jerk, naysayer sort of snarky comment among our peers. What's your perception on why that always happens?
Yeah, and we're seeing it this time around. This is no exception. They're bringing Google Plus back from the dead. I hate to say it, folks, it was never dead. And, you know, I think the issue is Google never really shares actual numbers of subscribers. I think there are far more than most people realize. I think it's just been written off far too early. And I personally enjoy it because of the conversations on all kinds of topics. I find them to be more... I don't want to say not as confrontational as they are maybe on Facebook or Twitter, just some really good conversations on topics that I enjoy. So, you know, I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
I find a lot of it very confrontational on Google Plus. I guess the way to characterize that is there's a lot more unfair, sort of trollish kind of attack mode confrontation on Twitter and Facebook. On Google Plus, there's pushback on everything. You can go out, I can do a post on Google Plus that says, oh, it's a nice day today, and somebody will disagree with me or, you know, but it'll be a constructive argument typically, partly because they have great anti-troll tools. So all the people who would be haters, racists, jerks, I've blocked them long ago. And so, you know, my own perception is people either like Google Plus or they don't. The people who don't use it and assume that nobody else uses it. The people who do like it continue to use it. And for most of the people that I know who use Google Plus, it's their favorite social network. So what you end up with is a bunch of a relatively small group of super fans who love Google Plus. And then you go to Facebook and you have a huge number of people who are like, they don't really care about Facebook. That's where people are, and so that's why they're there. They're not enthusiastic about the platform, unless you're Robert Scoble. And of course, the journalists all use Twitter. So anyway, glad to see that they're redesigning it. I'm looking forward to seeing the mobile version especially, and I continue, like you, to get a lot out of Google+. It's my favorite social place, and I know a lot of our TNT fans are on Google+ and very active there as well.